is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Tuesday, June 18th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open. Get your comments at 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Well, guess what? There's going to be a presidential debate. Even though we can't get some of our U.S. senators to debate, we can't even get some of our state reps to debate. Presidents of the United States, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, scheduled to debate next Thursday. Now, it's pretty interesting that they're laying this out this early. According to MERS News Service, they asked a very simple question of some political pundits, consultants down in Lansing. Will this debate be a real debate or a debacle? Donald Trump's ability to dominate such events will no doubt be hindered by the fact that they plan to turn his microphone off while Joe Biden is speaking. They're going to mute his mic. Trump will not be able to engage, distract, interrupt Biden. But actually, the people on the Republican side are not worried about it. In fact, consultants are asking Trump to be quiet. Trump getting advice from some in the media and consultants say, give Biden lots of opportunities to talk. Why? Well, for example, when he was here in Michigan, in Detroit, talking on May 19th at the NAACP Fight for Freedom dinner, several news accounts covered the event and put out the exact information as to what happened at this dinner, causing the White House to put out numerous corrections. First example, Biden implied that he was vice president during the pandemic. No, no, you weren't. Mike Pence was. Actually, he meant to say recession. Yes, and that recession took place when Barack Obama was president and you were vice president. Later in the speech, he referred to the J6ers as insurrectionists. But instead of calling them insurrectionists, he called them erectionist, like an erection. Okay. Well, later that was amended by his administration. And the last major faux pas that had to be corrected was that he was proud to say that his administration was cracking down on landlords who keep rents down. Well, later the White House crossed out the who and tried to replace it with the word to. It's still negative because cracking down on landlords to keep rents down infers that the federal government is trying to interfere with private property rights of the landlords. But you see, they're catering to the common man. They want to try to cater to the working man who pays the rents. Biden said he was humbled to receive this organization, when he meant to say humbled to receive this organization's award. He said his administration has saved families $800,000 a year. $800,000 a year? Oh, my God. Yeah, we don't even make that much, let alone even our net worth, right? He goes on to say later during the speech, well, it was actually $8,000 a year. And then the White House later corrected it to $800, which is what he was referring to regarding the legislation to keep insulin costs capped at $35 per month. But folks, this is just one day in May. May 19th. This debate is taking place a week from Thursday, June 27th. This is almost another month. And based on what just happened in Hollywood, California, did you see that? George Clooney, Julia Roberts, Barack Hussein Obama did a big fundraiser dinner event for him out in California. Obama had to go up gently, grab his arm, and lead him off the stage because Biden didn't know where he was. He literally was standing in front of the crowd smiling with this senile, stupid look on his face. Well, later the White House said that the president, Biden, was engaged with the audience and that he was waving to different people in the crowd, even though his hands weren't moving. He was smiling at different people who were attending, even though the stare on his face made it look like he didn't even know what he was looking at. And lastly, it was time for him to go. So Obama literally walked over, grabbed him by the arm, and gently, slowly walked him off the stage. Donald Trump, I got one key advice for you for a week from Thursday. Shut up. Keep your mouth completely closed. Take notes. Do whatever you want to do while Biden is speaking. Only speak when they turn your mic on. Only speak when you're asked questions. Be very presidential. Explain your answer very concisely, precisely, to the point. Don't repeat yourself. You're not selling. You don't have to say something three times because magic comes in threes. You don't have to talk at an eighth grade level. Shut up. And let Biden be Biden. Other miscues recently, the president. He said during a speech referring to the Ukraine-Russian war, he called Ukraine Iraq. That was done just last week. Now, this is going to be really the key to the whole debate a week from Thursday, folks. Who takes advantage of the situation? Will it be Trump shutting up and allowing Biden to screw up? Or will they have him on so many drugs, hyped up and ready to go, that he actually may try to seem somewhat coherent? According to a bunch of political pundits talking about the upcoming debate, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's apparent obsession with strategic outreach and attraction reserve fund reforms and a few other good questions, here's their answers, here's their opinions. And the only one I'm really going to cover is Bill Ballinger's. He's a good friend. He's been on the show many times. He's been in Lansing forever, going all the way back, I believe, to the 1960s, 1970s. Bill is the editor of the Ballinger Report. His opinion is that most presidential debates have been somewhere between a real debate and something like what he's expecting, a debacle. there have been very few memorable lines that have really made a difference in the final outcome. He recited maybe President Gerald Ford's freeing Poland in 1976. Or Ronald Reagan encountering something that President Jimmy Carter had said in 1980 when Reagan said, "There he goes again." I think one that Bill left out the most was Mondale. Mondale attacking the age of President Reagan in his second bid for his second term, attacking him over being too old. What did Ronald Reagan say? "Well, I'm not going to hold it against my opponent for him making a statement about age and experience. I will not hold it against my opponent that because of his youthful age, he's not as experienced as I am as president." And basically turned the whole topic of age around in that debate. Walter Mondale laughed, the audience applauded, and Reagan went on to absolutely destroy Mondale in the general election. But it's very, very interesting. Because we already know we're not going to get Lincoln Douglas or even Kennedy Nixon. That's not the type of debate we're going to get. And also with the new ground rules, muting Trump's microphone when Biden is speaking, let's see how that makes a difference this time. But what is very interesting, folks, is how early in the process this is happening. Bill Ballinger said it's highly unusual. The event is happening before the national conventions, before either one of these people are actually nominated by their party. I still think it's possible for both President Biden and Trump that they may surprise us with better than expected performances. But even so, I believe the bar has to be set low. Very, very low. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two on this Tuesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. I want to again remind you this event coming up for the debate Thursday, July the 11th in Gaylord at the Ellison Place. If you'd like the flyer on that, text me debate. And if you'd like the flyer on the fifth annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate shoot-off, go ahead and text me PIG. Just text me PIG, and I'll be glad to send you the flyer on that one as well. We are going to have that on Saturday, July 27th. The gates will open at noon in Central Lake. You heard the commercials starting to air. We are taking donations at the website, acconservatives.org. Adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. 12 and under are free. So we're looking forward to you guys being part of that great event. Excited at Ian Murphy is going to smoke the pork for us. Baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls with butter, and of course, Chuck and Randy's world famous carrot cake. Text me PIG. I'll send you the flyer for the event debate on July the 11th. That'll be the easiest way for you to get your tickets for the Fun Shoot, and the debate is free. Now, during the break, I was able to pull up and find the snippet of the presidential debate in 1984, Ronald Reagan being questioned by a news reporter bringing up his age. This was a canned answer that Ronald Reagan and his staff had prepared for if the attack came up against him about his age. This was a great event. This was a great comeback in presidential debates. I'm going to play it for you right now.
I want to raise an issue that I think has been lurking out there for 2 or 3 weeks and cast it specifically in national security terms. You already are the oldest president in history, and some of your staff say you were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale. I recall yet that President Kennedy had to go for days on end with very little sleep during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would be able to function in such circumstances?
Not at all, Mr. Truitt, and I want you to know that also I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
And then while the audience was clapping, he took a sip of water. Absolutely nailed it. I will not exploit for political purposes the youth and inexperience of my opponent. Electoral College landslide, got reelected easily. Yes, during the end of his second term, he started to decline, dealing with Alzheimer's and other issues of dementia. He did start to decline in the last year or so of his presidency. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Working with Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, working with Pope John Paul of the Catholic Church, the Pope. He worked with him and Margaret Thatcher to absolutely put pressure on Gorbachev. And it worked. Basically causing the collapse of the Soviet Union. I believe that was his biggest single victory of his presidency. The very first one, though, came on Inauguration Day. Never forget it. January 20th, when he got elected in 1980, sworn in on January 20th of 1981. I watched it on TV. He said that because of what Jimmy Carter had done, his weakness in foreign policy had allowed the embassy, the American embassy in Iraq, to be under siege, hostages held for 444 days. He said on the campaign trail that if those people are still being held hostage, the day I put my hand on the Bible, the first thing I will do is go back to the Oval Office and I will wipe Iraq off the face of the earth. I have the button to the nuclear code and I will absolutely blow Iran hostage crisis, not Iraq, I misspoke. I will blow Iran off the face of the earth. During his inaugural speech, for those of you that maybe didn't watch it, I did, January 20th, 1981. ABC News ran a split screen. They had Reagan giving his inaugural speech on the left, and the split screen was the tarmac in Iran. A C-130 with its belly door open, with our hostages being let out and the plane taking off before Reagan finished his speech. Peace through strength works. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trick?